in studio this morning, we do have Carrie Ballou, who is the Community Relations Coordinator over at Arbor Fuller Hospital in Attleboro, along with Mayor Kevin Dumas here in Attleboro. As you may remember, a few weeks ago, Paul Healy was had about six people in studio talking about the Attleboro Area Healthy Living Consortium, which is actually going to be taking place next week here in the Attleboro area. But before we start talking all about that, we want to welcome our guests. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
Everybody is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning here, bright and early.
Especially with my cup of honeydew this
morning.
There
you go. So. You got your honeydew ready to go. When we were here, you guys were here with Paul a few weeks ago. Very, very important issue coming up next week. I can't believe it's already coming up next week. I just figure out who wants to come up first to kind of give us a review on basically what we are going to start talking about, which is actually coming up next Tuesday. Mayor? Or Carrie? Either one.
So next week we, the Healthy Living Consortium, are launching our first pilot project for a Healthy Choice Choose H2O initiative. Mm-hmm. This started, I think over a year ago.
About a year ago.
The consortium came together, and for those that aren't familiar with the Healthy Living Consortium, it's an effort that was initiated by the community, the YMCA, and additional members who said, you know what, we're better off coming together and getting leaders from the community mm-hmm. to work together towards making change versus all of us trying to make change individually. So our consortium consists of, just to name some folks, Mayor Dumas, Robin McDonald, CEO of the YMCA here in Attleboro, Dr. Bruce Auerbach, president of Sturdy Memorial, myself, I represent obviously Fuller Hospital, Arbor Fuller Hospital. We have folks from the Mass Council on Health
Initiative.
And we also have folks from the Department of Public Health. I feel like I'm missing folks.
Austin Tufts from AACS Tufts. Is also Tufts. On that as well.
Tufts Healthcare.
Yep.
We also have representatives from Kathy Trier from Community VNA.
So it's a great collaboration of minds and resources, and mm-hmm. that's really what it came down to. And so there was a survey that was done when this consortium first came together, and they surveyed the community and said, okay, what do you feel are some of the things that are affecting the health of our children mm-hmm. and adults and seniors? And obesity, diabetes came into play. That was one of the pillars, one of the things that they found was an area of need.
And so we wanted to figure out, well, what's the best way for us to be able to go through and to tackle that? Mm-hmm. And so for us, it was a nice way to be able to get together and say, all right, how do we look at this from our community's perspective? So from old and young alike, how do we try to be able to go through and to really get our hands around this? And we felt that first, it was going to be the easiest way is to make an impact on our younger people and our younger students in the public schools, which led to this healthy drinking water initiative to say that water is the healthy choice. Yeah. And how do we choose water first?
As going through the text on this, this started a while back, especially with Robin and her staff at the YMCA. And I know Robin is a big advocate, of course. Hopefully, you know, a lot of people are joining the Y these days, hopefully, and a lot of gyms. But being with the Y is something right up the street where you can go down there. And I think what you were saying, Mayor, when this started off, you want to take a look at, especially with the kids. And we got involved with the kids, especially with the superintendent, Dave Sawyer, who was also here. And I know that, Dave is behind this with everyone else. And I think, talk a little bit more about, you know, how some of the kids can get involved in this as well. Because I know kids can get involved if they'd like to.
Sure. So we started off with one school. And we're rolling it out first at Brennan. Brennan's our first middle school that we're going after. And the reason why we want water as the healthy choice is because when you look at the calorie intake alone on these high sugar, fructose, corn syrup, right. Sports drinks and beverages, it's unbelievable of how many calories are in just one drink. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a certain drink that you may get at a fast food restaurant, or whether it's just a general jumbo size Coke or Sprite, right. The amount of sugar and things that are in it is just absolutely astonishing. And the fact that, you know, when you're looking at your normally calorie intake per day, mm-hmm. and what's in just one of those drinks, you're automatically setting yourself up for the fact that our kids aren't going to be healthy.
Right.
And so, but water is the healthy choice. And so how do we start to make a difference? So we're looking at first our first school, that's Brennan, and we're going to be rolling out the initiative. We're going to have our actual water bottles with our initiative on it, with our logo, choose water, choose H2O. And then the school will have its emblem on it, and then, of course, a mention of our donor of the program. So we're actually raising funds at the same time to help support the implementation of the program. So it's the bottle itself, and then it's retrofitting all the water fountains in the school. And so I'll let Carrie talk a little bit more about that. But so it's a, really a twofer. So that way the bottles can actually be filled very quickly, mm-hmm. and it's actually filtered water that will be coming through the water fountain.
Yeah, very important, especially as you were continuing, Carrie.
So, as Mayor Dumas had pointed out, we are retrofitting the new water filling stations at Brennan. This is very exciting for us. So when we were talking and sitting together to discuss how we can encourage individuals to drink more water, and especially our youth and in our schools, we started talking about access to water. Of course, everybody has water fountains, bubblers, whatever you want to call mm-hmm. them, for years. And, you know, the YMCA had actually recently purchased this water filling station. If I don't know if you remember, but if you've gone to the Y, they have this great machine that you put your bottle underneath and it's able to fill within a matter of seconds your water bottle. And it actually also counts how many plastic water bottles you're saving. Mm. There's no direct contacts,
right.
And some feedback we've gotten is that the contact, you know, some people and students were, it was unappealing to use your typical standard bubbler, and a lot more kids are bringing in bottled water, whether it be pre-bottled right. plastic bottles or their own. So we took this concept and decided to put it in Brennan. We are installing, or in the process of installing, 5 of these LK machines that fill your water bottle. Mm-hmm. They also do have access via a bubbler type system right. as well. And we're hoping that this will encourage our students to want to drink more water, to have easier access to filling their water bottles at school, more comfort, more appeal with filling the bottles. We are also providing the students with a customized bottle, again, as Mayor Dumas had mentioned, and we're going to be giving those out next Tuesday at our launch mm-hmm. event, which will be at the Brennan Middle School assembly. We have a couple assemblies we're going to be doing.
How did they start off with Brennan? I mean, you got some great schools in the Attleboro area, anyways. And how did Brennan get this honor, basically?
Well, Superintendent Sawyer wanted to start off and to talk about with his staff to say, you know, what do we feel that is a proper age group? And we chose middle school students first. And then he started to speak with the staff, and the staff at Brennan were actually really excited about this. And they said, you know what, let us be the first ones who try it. And then after that, we'll be rolling out our second session in January for our next middle school. And then after that, hopefully in the last quarter of the year, we'll end up getting to the last middle school.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, this is something that I had a guest here yesterday, and we talked with State Senate candidate Harry Brusades, and I got into a little bit of talk with him about some of these other programs. You're talking about, like, we were talking briefly about the DARE program. You know, Attleboro still has it, very lucky to still have it. A lot of other communities, mm-hmm. unfortunately, don't have it because of funding, but I think what... For that, you know, you've got the fifth graders, and I know the mayor has gone to just about, I think, every single presentation for the DARE programs. And it's kind of nice to have that, you know, those fifth, sixth graders, you know, they're in that 10, 11, 12-year-old age bracket. And I think it's important to get these kids, you know, in this regiment. You know, will they start down the line, you know, with elementary schools, you know, down the line? That's probably coming up down the line, Carrie.
It is. Our goal, our long-term goal yeah. for the consortium and for the Choose H2O project is to, in fact, encompass all the schools and also the community as well. The reason we specifically chose this age group is because, as you mentioned, it's change.
Right.
This is exactly the population where they're going to be receptive to the idea of changing these habits and also influencing their family as well. So besides the assembly next week, in which we're really kicking off this directly with our student body, and that's going to be grades 5th to 8th at Brennan, right. We are also going to be introducing it to the parents on the 27th of September at their curriculum night. Mm-hmm. And we have some exciting speakers next week. We have a whole variety of activities. We have Ed Ellis from the New England Patriots is going to be there, right. And he's going to be talking with the kids. We have some activities to engage and to give facts to our kids as well, and of course the bottles as well. And we're also going to be kicking off another little project and contest. So we have a lot of great things to get the kids excited, because once the kids are excited, then the parents are excited. If we get the parents excited, they're going to get the kids excited, and we're trying to create healthy habits.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need to do. All right, we have Mayor Kevin Dumas and Carrie Ballou in studio with us talking about the initiative here, the Healthy Consortium, that is going to be taking place next Tuesday afternoon over at Brennan School. Right now, we do have the final update on our traffic out there, and Gina's standing by one more time for us. Gina.
Well, we have an accident 24 north by Route 27, so you get some backups there. 95 north on earlier accidents around 152, 140, and Mechanic Street are clear. We do have a pocket of slow traffic on 95 by 295, and then again between Mechanic Street and Walpole Street, and then again through Canton, but it's breaking up nicely. 295 looks good right now, end-to-end on the southbound side. The northbound side is just heavy from Route 1 onto 95. We do still have a little bit of volume on North Main and South Main, but it's not bad. Again, getting better. Getting into Providence, typical delays coming down through Pawtucket, 610 connector still pretty full. If you're heading into Boston, the expressway is still overflowing. Maybe you want to think about public transportation. Next report for me will be tomorrow morning. I'm Gina Brown with your AM 1320 traffic.
Okay, Gina, thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend. Of course, in studio with us, we have Mayor Kevin Dumas, and we do have Carrie Ballou, who is from Arbor Fuller Hospital in South Attleboro. Now, you may remember, we actually, Arbor Fuller Hospital recently did, a fair outside, a nice outdoor fair that we had, and it was, the weather actually did start getting better when we were there.
We did our remote
out there.
Skies cleared.
Yeah, I mean, kind of tell us a little bit, for a few moments out of the way of this consortium. Basically, when we were down there, I know you were here, but be with us a few months ago. Kind of what went on for that Saturday afternoon?
So it was our first annual Behavioral Health and Wellness Fair, and we had actually a pretty good turnout considering the weather. It was oddly predicted. Trust me, I was definitely paying attention. We had a ton of awesome activities. We had a tent of a tremendous amount of resources in the greater Attleboro area. I want to say there was probably almost 45 vendors that had tables there that day, who had resources from everything from the Literacy Center to CCBC to obviously Albert Fuller, different recovery centers in the area, mental health resources, the ARC. And then we also had a tent of that was focused on just good family fun activities.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the reptiles.
I know, wasn't he great? So we had a petting zoo, a reptile petting zoo. We had carnival games. We had pie eating contests. We had snacks that we provided, like carnival fare. And then we had some great food trucks that came as well to provide lunch. It was a really good kickoff event, and I'm really looking forward to next year.
Nate Adams, I believe, did some music, and also some people were trying to get the people, especially the kids, into a little exercising and doing a little bit of music as well. Was that part of the why that they
it
were there?
Was?
Yeah, I thought so.
So we had brought in actually somebody from Pawtucket, an individual who does Zumba. We had a stage set up, and so she was able to do a class. But the why also. Had provided, I think it was about two or three different instructors to try and get folks engaged, to show them how much fun exercise can be. And it was, again, great turnout, lots of energy.
Yeah, and I know being there, with my wife Carol and myself went there for a bit, and I know that you were on the radio for a little bit with Tom Rafferty and Elaine LaRoche, and I did see, speaking of this subject, a lot of people drinking their water, their H2O there as well. So kind of nice to see,
yes.
You know, instead of a lot of people taking their bottle of water, their bottles and their sodas and stuff like that. Now, going on to this as well, will this affect the energy drinks as well, you know, with all of this, Mayor?
You'll be surprised. A lot of the drinks, and actually just food in general, not just drinks, really look at the packaging, look at the label, look at the nutritional value, and look what's actually in what you're eating and what you're drinking. Mm-hmm. We tend to live in this environment that's so incredibly fast-paced. We don't think about it. It's a grab and go. Yeah, well, actually, look at the back of the package and read the nutritional value. Look at the amount of grams of sugar that are actually in things that you're eating and drinking.
Sure.
And that goes across the board. So, you know, the same thing that you want to apply to the sports drinks or any type of thing like that. Look at the amount of sugars, look at the corn syrup, the fruit high fructose value. See what's actually in the food that you're eating. The more that you get down to nature, simplicity, you get rid of those peaks and valleys in your life. But you have so much sugar coming into your body, it causes these peaks and valleys because you get such an enormous boost of sugar into your system, and then all of a sudden, your body now just wants more. And so now you get this lull, and then, well, you feed your body again the sugar, and it comes up, and then you come back down again. So the more that you introduce water, like you have here with in front of you today, you'll be more consistent across your entire day. And those peaks and valleys tend to be much lower as you go through the day. So, you know, we look at the whole aspect of food in general and drinks in general, and it's all in what you intake into your body. And it's really looking at the fact to say, listen, your body, it's all in what you feed it. Uh-huh. And so we need to do a better job at looking at ourselves and saying, listen, what do we want to actually intake, and how does that react with our body and the output? And so that's the output of what happens in our schools and what happens with education in general, for the kids to be able to have more of a healthy balance of their day and their school day, but also their day at home. And the same thing that goes for us as it relates to, you know, our interactions with people and how we continue to live our lives. The more that we're healthy and we eat healthy, we're going to have a more balanced life in general.
I think the great thing about this project is not only the healthy choices for the water, especially. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as your program says, how 8 glasses a day can keep fat away. Also, that goes with this is the especially with the why and everybody else, is not only just the water, but a little more exercise in people's diet as well. Because you know, you go through the schools, and you see, you may see some overweight kids, you do see that. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a matter of fact. And if they can do more of this, I mean, that's a good way, you know, that a lot of these gyms and the YMCA is all part of this, because, you know, being at the Y last Saturday for the rooftop party, going through some of the places, you know, you saw some people in there still exercising, and it's kind of nice to see that. And there were a few people that, you know, that, like, they needed a little bit more of the, you know, to look at their bodies, but still. But the water is very important. I think the water is a good, important thing as well. A lot of people, Carrie, came a part of this. I mean, as I said, Dr. Bruce Auerbach, Dave Sawyer, you've got Kathy Trier, you've got Robin McDonald, you've got Ted Dion from EA Dion. You got a lot of great people in there. This must have been very easy for some of these people to get on board.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of our organizations are focusing on different ways that we can impact our community. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be mental health, it could be physical health in terms of exercise or better eating. Every one of those organizations came with a passion and a piece that they could bring to the table and a resource. And so it was almost natural. Once we kind of figured out what direction we were going in, we would have these debriefing moments at the end of our meetings, and we'd be like, this is great. We're making progress. We're turning, talk into action.
Right.
So it was very easy. And I have to say, even the network around this project is beyond the Healthy Consortium is also, I have to definitely mention the fantastic task force at Brennan that I've been privileged to be a part of. And it's headed by Dr. Fred Souza, the principal, over at Brennan. Lori Regan, the assistant superintendent, participates as well. We have folks from the YMCA, parents, just a great collective of individuals to come together and actually take this concept and make it real.
At the end of this this first one at Brennan next Tuesday, which was actually supposedly scheduled for Wednesday, but now it's back on track of Tuesday.
Yes.
After the 90-minute, two-hour panel thing goes on, what are you hopefully looking at as the kids leave that day, leave the day? You know, hopefully maybe they'll think about it, you know, something in their back of their mind.
Well, we've done a lot of different types of marketing and measures to keep the energy going. So we've been collecting some data from the students. We have been focusing on different types of marketing to engage them. You know, there's a lot of digital marketing that is used, which Dr. Souza, for anybody that knows, is a guru around digital marketing and design. He's been great. He actually designs posters, which was an idea of the task force to have at each one of these machines, and there's five all together in the school, one outside the gym and one for each grade, that near these new retrofitted machines, we're going to have these posters with some sort of fact around water and sugary and sweetened drinks. And I should definitely, I know Dr. Auerbach would want me to mention that it's not just the sugar laden, but it's also the sweetened. It's the diet items as well, because more and more research is showing that though less caloric, it still has an impact on our health, a negative impact. And we talked about energy drinks, as you mentioned. Right. Energy drinks is, that right now is one of, I think, the biggest dangers to our youth, because it is being marketed to youth as a sports supplement and a sports drink to these active individuals. But if you really dive deep, there's sugar and there are supplements in that that are dangerous. And they're not even really encouraged or allowed during the school day, but obviously in sports, it's you bring what you bring. Sure. So we want to encourage that all around.
How did Arbor Fuller get involved in this? How did you guys get involved in this? I know that you deal with a lot of patients on a daily basis, thousands of people who come in with addictions and stuff. Mm-hmm. Must have been very right up your alley to do something like this, keeping a healthy choice.
It was. So we ended up getting involved. It was actually just around the time that myself and Rachel Legend, my CEO, had just started at Fuller.
How's Rachel doing?
Rachel's doing great. She's doing great. She's loving it. We're making a lot of progress and a lot of change. So Rachel and I had been invited by Dr. Auerbach. I think he brought that up to the consortium after having met us, again, both being new faces to Arbor Fuller, and had suggested it. So I had a meeting with one of the coordinators of the consortium, Michael Fournier, and he talked more about it. And so there are actually two different consortiums that are under this Greater Attleboro Healthy Living, or what is it?
The Healthy Living Initiative Consortium.
Well, yes.
That's us.
And then there's a social responsibility, but there's like a name. Anyways, there's a greater name for both of them, but there are two different consortiums. So knowing that, I took the Healthy Living. Rachel's on the Social Responsibility Consortium, and they have a separate project going on. And yes, we felt like we had a big impact, because Healthy Living affects us. It affects each other. It's not just physical health, it's mental health. And so they go hand in hand. It's holistic.
Right.
And so we're happy to be at the table.
When the city of Attleboro got involved in this, Mayor, I know that you were behind this 100% and still staying on this. Is it something that the city will hopefully continue down the line with other departments? I know City Hall has got its water and stuff, but a lot of other communities, buildings here in the Attleboro probably following the same routine.
Yeah, so our first initiative, of course, is to be able to go through all of the schools.
Right.
So once we obtain that goal, we're going to look at how do we roll this out in other ways. So we will look at that from the city's perspective for our own staff, but maybe also at our public facilities that also have drinking fountains, that we could retrofit them to be able to handle any type of sport bottle, yep, to be able to fill with water, filtered water. So that's an opportunity for us. We'll be looking at that. But we'll also be able to look at different opportunities. Maybe we can do something in the workplace as well. Mm. And so we may look at how we can maybe sponsor with the state or some of our other partners to say, you know, how do we partner with you? Maybe we can do a retrofit in your facility, and whether it's your lunchroom, your break room, or throughout the building, where we could foster that type of healthy living in the workplace as well. We would take it to that level. And of course, we're going to look at more of a global perspective, just outside of water, of how do we be able to reach more people in general in a more healthy way. We thought, again, it was important for us to focus at the very beginning as it related to the health of our young people. And if we consistently change the behavior right at the beginning, at the early stages of someone's life, and we can get that person and those young people to continue doing that throughout their life, we can then have a subset of a study group that you can look and say, you know what, we made a difference, and now the impact is now rolling out for them as they're going through and getting older, but also, you know, when they're having children and passing the good deeds along, you know, they can be making the healthy choices too.
Now, with this consortium, which is coming up on Tuesday, are there sites that are online at all, like Facebook sites or any social media sites that people can learn about this?
So we actually are still in the beginning phases, right, of trying to develop the logo and branding of our consortium, uh-huh, itself. We've done great for the Choose H2O campaign, and so I think that you'll see something that either probably a Facebook page or some sort of social media, yeah, coming up as this initiative begins. Again, Brennan's our pilot. We wanted to see where this went, and we're feeling very strong that it's going to be successful. So there is nothing right now, but if you have any questions regarding this initiative, you can absolutely contact any one of us. Mm-hmm. I know Robin McDonald is a great contact. She's, yeah, over at the YMCA. You can call the main number. You can contact Arbor Fuller Hospital as well. The main number, ask for Carrie Ballou, and I'd be more than happy to talk about it. If anybody wants to donate, I'm more than happy to have that conversation or send information regarding our consortium.
That's an important issue too. How can they donate? They can donate basically anything. Now, with everything else on this, water bottles, you know, there's tons and thousands of these water bottles there.
I would all say, different types.
This right here is, this is actually not from, this bottle of water is that I have in front of me is recycled water that I had from home. So it's been used from the refrigerator. So it's not a full bottle that I've got. I've used this bottle for the last 4 days. So at least that's helping the community in there. But how can people, and what can they help with?
Well, first, I want to definitely give, a shout out to our donors. We could not have even started this initiative without the Balfour Foundation. Mm-hmm. They allotted us a grant to cover the pilot and some additional schools as well. Also, Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, yeah, has made a donation. Because you're right, things like the water bottles, mm-hmm, they cost money.
Oh, yeah.
The machines cost money. Everything's gonna needs a backing of some sort. And the water bottles themselves, just to kind of touch a base upon those, this is how passionate this consortium is. So our last meeting, we are sitting down, and we meet for 2 hours once a month, and I'd say at least an hour was talking about these two water bottle options that we had. I mean, and you've got great minds and leaders sitting around the table diving deep into the pros and cons of each bottle. So we ended up choosing the best, what we feel, mm-hmm, is the most appropriate pick for the schools. So that's just to give you a little background. Yeah. But for donating wise, outside of our donors, you know, we haven't come up with a formal process yet. Mm-hmm. But there is the capacity to donate. We do have a financial backer or a financial facilitator who handles the monies, who could accept additional monies. If you want to donate, again, I'd say contact Robin McDonald at the YMCA or contact myself at Arbor Fuller Hospital, and we can help guide you through the process.
It does basically, as they say, takes one person at a time to do something like this. And, the group of people that you have are, as I said, you know, are heavy hitters in the city. And I think, passing it down to, first off, these kids, can be a nice heavy hitter for these kids, because they can actually, they can go, as you said, you can invite their parents on there. Is this this consortium on Tuesday open for everyone, you know, for the public as well?
This is specifically for the students and okay. the parents of what we're rolling out here at Brennan. Mm-hmm. And then, as I said, moving forward, we're right. trying to do more community outreach on this. We want to be able to have that as an open area, and so people can come to learn more when we get to that next tier.
Right.
But right now, we're just focusing strictly right within the school and the school family itself. So with the students, the faculty, the staff, the family members, to be able to come together to be educated about this and to make a difference. The other thing that I want to mention that I think is important to note as well is that we're going to be using this as a data collector for mm-hmm. us, and to really see, as we're tracking students moving through the process of our in the Attleboro Public Schools, are we really making a difference? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be looking at that, and that's very interesting for our donors as well, because the healthcare network systems mm-hmm. and say, wow, if you can really make this difference on a local level, if we all do this and participate in something like this, you're really effectuating change in a very positive way.
Right. And I think from all of you, you know, right from the mayor down to everyone with it, I know the mayor is, you know, is very health conscious, you know, runs, walks every single day, and very, very health conscious in his life as well. And it's kind of nice to see that the chief executive officer from the Attleboro area is the first person right there who's actually initiating this whole thing with the Y and everybody else in there. And I think our great thanks to you, Mayor.
Oh, thanks, Dominic. You know, it's actually really funny. The number of people on my run, I do a 5-mile run
right.
5 days a week. And it's actually funny, the amount of kids in general, they're on the bus, whether in the vehicle with their parents or guardians, whatever the case is. Mayor Dumas, Mayor Dumas. The beeps, the waves, it's actually, it's really funny. But so I do think that that's a positive reinforcement. And it's nice to be out in the community that way, for sure.
Because, I mean, you're always out with the community all the time, every single day. And that is a good thing. But we've got Carrie Ballou and Mayor Kevin Dumas here in studio for the next 20, 25 minutes or so. We are going to be checking in with Jim Corbin in just a few moments with the latest updates on our weather forecast. We're going to take a quick water break, I guess.
Chef and gardener Liz Barber will present Edible Landscaping on Wednesday, October 25th at 6:30 p.m. at the Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro. Join her for a slideshow tour through her edible gardens and learn how she has introduced vegetables, fruit trees, edible shrubs, and herbs to her garden. Registration is required for this event. If you are interested in attending, you can send an email to mholmes@salesinc.org.
Are you looking for more opportunity? The Literacy Center is here to help. We have free year-round classes in English, computer literacy, and high school equivalency. With the help of teachers and tutors, you can prepare for your citizenship test, make a resume, get ready for college, or learn how to speak better English. Classes held during the day, evening, or on Saturdays. View our website, theliteracycenter.com, or call 508-226-3603. The Literacy Center, building a better community.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink in my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Wheaton College will present Graft, an exhibition of the works of Providence-based artist Helene Battalion from September 5th to October 21st in the Beard Gallery. Battalion, who is trained in fashion design and painting, creates a site-specific installation that explores the boundaries between garment and sculpture, between form and function, and between the beautiful and the grotesque. For more information about the exhibit, including gallery hours, you can email arts@wheatoncollege.edu.
All right. We've got Jim Corbin's going to be giving us a quick call in just a moment or two. We have Carrie Ballou, who is the Community Relations Coordinator over at Arbor Fuller Hospital, and Mayor Kevin Dumas, the City of Attleboro's mayor, of course. As I said, Jim will join us in just a moment or two. I know that you had mentioned something that you wanted to kind of quickly mention something about this other program that you're going to have. You are not alone, this program down the line.
Yes. So I've had the privilege of working with the Attleboro Police Department on starting an initiative that is based on a model out of Bridgewater, East mm-hmm. Bridgewater, that's actually recently expanded. It's called EB Hope. And what this is a drop-in center model of resources for individuals who are, and families, who are struggling with addiction and mental health. You know, oftentimes we see that there are these resource fairs, like for instance, the Behavioral Health and Wellness Fair, right? Sure. You've got these great pop-up events where you walk in and you get all these resources and that's it, right? You follow up if you can, but there's nothing steady, there's nothing regular, and that's what EB Hope was based off of. And so we brought that to Attleboro, and it is a set time, a set place, a set day of the week, once to two times a month. We're starting off with one time a month, where with anonymity, families and individuals can come in and access resources, but not just access resources they can take back with them to their homes, but also to access resources to potentially seek help that evening. Everybody who's coming to the table knows that somebody could come in who's struggling with an addiction and be seeking a program. And we all are prepared to be able to review and assess and see what we can do for the individual. At that time, we'll have clinicians on hand to be able to help facilitate that as well. And we'll have recovery coaches and recovery angels, which are folks that'll help guide folks from table to table for the resources they have. And again, the big thing is anonymity. And it's a resource that we can continue to market and advertise throughout the community. The people-oriented policing team, who's been a huge part of this project, they'll have a folder, a brochure, some sort of piece, a flyer that they can bring and say, hey, next week, next Wednesday, come to the Murray Unitarian Universalist Church. We're having this drop-in center. And we can have folks can come back. And that's one of the things we learned about EB Hope is mm-hmm. you'd have someone come in once, but because you are an established resource in the community at the same time, same place every month, they come in again. Maybe the next time they bring in the loved one that's suffering. Right. And so we're really hoping to be able to address the opioid crisis. And also address folk any sort of need around mental health services and mental health care.
I think what you just said. I think the POP program does a world of good. Mm-hmm. I know Chief Hegney and some of his men were at the Larson Senior Center this past week for the breakfast with the seniors, and I know Chief Hegney and his guys and his team do a tremendous job, especially with that program. All right, Jim Corbin updates us once again on our weather forecast at this time of the morning, Jim.
Good morning, Dom. Well, we just have a dew point reading just minutes ago I just took here in Mansfield, anyway, of 68. That's as humid as it's been all week, and the reason is overnight we had the remnants, believe it or not, of Irma coming through with a few scattered showers, and this afternoon with a little splash of sun here and there, a few more quick downpours are possible. Nothing really widespread, but consider it a good thing because we could use the rain. Highs in the upper 70s, south-southwest winds. Staying humid tonight with mostly cloudy skies, falling back to the low and mid-60s. Overall, pretty good weather weekend. Moderately humid, but without the extreme heat. Highs upper 70s, maybe nudging 80 both tomorrow and Sunday. Just an isolated pop-up shower tomorrow afternoon. Now, next week, of course, all eyes will be continued to monitor the approach of Jose in whatever form it is. Talking about water, well, we could get a little out of water from the sky next week. Tuesday and Wednesday looks to be the time frame. Strong winds are possible. Again, it's not etched in stone. It could generally stay out to sea, but it's something we've been watching now for almost 2 weeks, and it may make a close approach at the greater Attleboro area, Providence, Taunton, Woonsocket, Fall River, sometime Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. You going to be updating people in the morning at all?
Yes, I will, on Elaine's show, and I'll be on, of course, with Paul in a little over an hour.
Okay. We'll talk to you then, and enjoy the weekend.
All right.
Mayor Kevin Dumas and Carrie Ballou are joining us, of course, part of the Attleboro Area Healthy Living Consortium, which is a tongue-tied, tongue twister most of the time, which you could really say.
It happens to me too, Dominic.
It really does. I know that you've got a lot of other things going on here in the Attleboro area. I know that you wanted to kind of review some other stuff and any other things that that you wanted to talk about on this consortium.
Yeah, and you know, just kind of wrapping up, Dominic, this has been a really great process. Carrie mentioned that the partners that came together to form this initiative. So this was a breakout of the YMCA's master plan, so to say. Mm-hmm. And so the YMCA here in Attleboro is the Greater Attleboro YMCA because it also includes Norton. So Norton has their own group, Attleboro has its group, and is a sector that broke out with social responsibility and the Healthy Living Consortium. And so Robin's really great at doing community outreach. How do we get necessary people involved, and what would that look like? So she certainly thought that the city has a great stake, that the hospital and its physicians has a great stake in what happens here. She wanted to get together members of the community, community VNA, just regular members of the community. You mentioned Austin from here, AACS. And then we had Carrie, who came from Arbor Fuller, and Carrie Ballou. And it really brought something special to the table because not one of us had the expertise of marketing, branding, rolling out something like this. And Carrie's been a great person to have at the table because she forces us to think about things differently. And she brings, if you never cease to amaze me of what you bring to the table and thinking about how we're going to do this. And it really brought us to the level. So now that the fact that we're at a launch, this is a really big lift. So, you know, Carrie's a large part of this marketing campaign and how we're going to roll this out to the schools. But also, on the other side, how do we roll this out to our fundraising activity? So Austin and Carrie have been working very closely with rolling this out and how we're going to be writing our proposals to our granting authorities and how do we make this work. And so I just think it's important to point out specifically Carrie, who's with me here today, because it wouldn't be where we are today without her. And of course, to be able to thank Rachel Legend from Arbor Fuller for lending her to us, because this really has a wide community impact. And as I said, starting off with the young people, but we will reach all aspects of our community. And everybody has a stake in this, and we're all lifting this off the ground, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, with one of them that you said, AACS's event producer, Austin Ricketts, and also, you know, he was a portion of the program last month as well. And one of the things that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that he is also, you know, a great photographer, a great camera person and producer, and does our daily newscast as well and our weekly newscast. But also when he comes down, I know he'll probably be bringing the camera with him, you know, to videotape and kind of get this into the history, you know, because this is something that is going to be hopefully down the line, archived down the line, because you need something like this, you know, for these kids who are going to have families mm-hmm. down the line, 10, 20 years down the line. Here's something that they can bring to their families and possibly, as you mentioned, teach their parents. You know, these parents are going to come down. These parents will say, "Oh, we'll put a soda in Johnny's milk, lunchbox or whatever it is," and then all of a sudden, this kid who may be 10, 12 years old later on, or 20 years down the line, and say, "No, I'm going to have some. I want healthy choices." And then all of a sudden, the parents or guardians will turn around and say, "Wow, you know, this is something." And I think the education, as you mentioned, Carrie, is the important thing. Is getting these kids at an early age educated right now.
Absolutely. We actually, speaking of Austin, him and I did have a conversation about how to bring together and bring awareness to this mm-hmm. project. So he will be present at both the school assembly mm-hmm. next Tuesday and also the curriculum night on September 27th. He will be able to grasp images and feedback from the community, the parents, the students, and they're going to bring him together into a program that will properly relay what the consortium and the Choose H2O project is about. Mm.
The other thing is, as you mentioned, with all of the bottles out there, I mean, there are a lot of bottles that go to waste a lot of times. I mean, there are, you know, tons of it. The other thing that I was thinking is how much water basically could a possible 12 to 17-year-old adolescent teen need to drink to maximize the benefit for his body? I mean, is there a percentage on that?
of how much water you can drink.
Yeah, I mean,
your body's really an amazing. When your body's full,
yeah,
it gets rid of the excess water.
Right.
So, I mean, you certainly won't drown in it. Yeah. But your body will normally take that into account, and when you're full, it'll pass.
It'll pass. Yeah. Now, as you said, this is going to be at a school assembly on Tuesday at Brennan School. This is a perfect thing that Attleboro is going to have. I think, as I said, down the line, a lot more people will be aware of this, and I think the kids, well, after they leave this consortium, they may not know how to say consortium or consortium, whatever I want to call it. But, you know, it's something to they, as I said earlier, will bring down to other people, their families, and younger kids as well. Down the line, hopefully other communities, they're looking at other communities around our listening area that may be a portion of this as well?
You know, this is going to be something that we're going to bring to, at least from, I can speak for myself, to the Mass Municipal Association. So, all cities and towns do different types of things, different types of trials. I'm not aware of anybody doing this, and it seems very specific to Attleboro right now. So with our success, then we can be able to share it with everyone and say, listen, why don't you take an opportunity to take a look at something like this? Because you could actually make meaningful impact when we're all dealing with childhood obesity. So if we're looking at the fact that, over a third of our kids in middle school are technically classified as overweight, that's a huge issue. And the fact that we have an alarming number of cases of early onset diabetes, which is unacceptable, especially at that age group from grades 5 through 8. And so if we're dealing with that now, imagine what that means to the cost of healthcare, never mind for the care of the human being that we're talking about, but this, the cost of the healthcare moving forward into their adult years and until they pass. I mean, that's a significant amount of money that the system will actually be set up to fail. And there's no way to manage that healthcare cost. So this is about, caring for the human being, but also, that also has positive health effects, which also means the fact that the person is more healthy and that we're not having such large increases in healthcare costs.
Talking about especially with the kids, which is what you're doing first off, I think a lot of the kids, and I've seen this, and I know the mayor has seen this many a times, we both, do a lot of our volunteer work over at the Larson Senior Center on a yearly basis as well. And I think a lot of these seniors should sit down with some of these students, and because some of these seniors are living healthy. You see a lot more of them, having their bottles of water or healthy choices. And I think with the community that we have, there's a lot of experience in this community, the seniors all the way down to the kids and everything else. And I think some of these kids can kind of look to their elders to think about, hey, maybe this is something that we could do, down the line, it will save a lot of money.
So I absolutely agree. I think incentive is a big part of it as well. I think for seniors, they've lived a life in which they understand their incentive to drink water and eat well means a prolonged life. I think for young folks and for children and for our students, they don't necessarily think that far ahead when it comes to their health. But that's the awareness that we're trying to bring, and we're trying to create age-appropriate incentives. So some of what we're doing, for instance, with this rollout with the Choose H2O campaign, is bringing about different incentives that will be introduced to the kids to keep them interested in drinking water. Specifically, again, at Brennan, our pilot school, we have we're going to have a contest around this initiative. We're going to be having actually a couple different contests, because we find that appeals to children to keep that passion going. We're going to have the marketing, like we noted, the posters, the bottles themselves are going to be a constant reminder. The fact they have these great new machines, when we were discussing what kind of machine we wanted to have in the schools, the one at the Y, if you've ever been seen or used one of those machines, like I said, it not only does it actually fill your water bottle just using the sensor, but it counts the amount of plastic bottles that you're saving with every fill, which is exciting unto itself. But I remember sitting at the table at the consortium and thinking to myself, I even get excited about filling my water bottle with one of these cool water filling station machines. And I am not a, I'm a little bit older than your average student right now, obviously. And so we thought that would transition well to the community.
And I think what you and the mayor has said is something that we all should be, you know, taking a side of it for a bit. As I said earlier, how 8 glasses a day can keep fat away, you know, and it does, you know, down the line, a little exercise and a lot of eating correctly, and especially with on a program like this, I think the consortium is on its right path, I think. I mean, you're on a positive approach to helping especially these kids, these young people, take a look at their lives, right now. And down the line, I was always wondered, you know, if the schools, you know, do they have programs? They don't have a lot of programs like this to help them. But down the line, you know, there could be, a lesson about, you know, healthy eating and stuff. I know, you know, you have health ed and you have a lot of stuff like that. But this is actually would be a really good choice in class, as even as an elective down the line.
Absolutely. And it's a very simple change in your behavior that can impact your overall health. And that's really why we chose this. And keep your eyes and ears open, Dominic, because you're going to see more from our consortium. Again, this is our first pilot project. And once this rolls out, we will continue to work on some different areas of need that were expressed from the community regarding health and wellness.
And of course, we're going to keep an eye on this as well. I'm going to keep mentioning this next Monday and Tuesday as well. And, you know, with these programs, and tell people a little bit more about this. This past week, I kind of read verbatim this water, how 8 glasses a day keeps fat away. And it was shocking at how many things are out there. But first of all, I want to thank you for you and the mayor. The mayor just had to fly out to a meeting quickly. But I want to thank you for your work that you did again for this.
Thank you.
A lot of people behind this, a lot of the heavy hitters here in the Attleboro area are doing their part, and our hats are off to you. The consortium, once again, when and where is it going to be?
So the consortium itself is held once a month. And again, that's actually a closed group invite only.
Right.
But if you want to know more about our efforts, how we started, how you could participate and be considered to join our consortium, you can contact Robin McDonald at the Attleboro YMCA. You can contact that main number. Or you can contact Arbor Fuller Hospital. And that main number is 1-508-761-8500 and ask for Carrie Ballou.
Yes, thank you very much once again. And as I said, our hats are off to you, and good luck for this as well. I hope it does well, and a lot of people will be aware of this, because it is a very important issue, very, very important issue, I should say, and it's a healthy choice for living as well.
Yes, thank you so much, Dominic.
All right, Carrie, thank you very much. Of course, Carrie Ballou, the Community Relations Coordinator over at Arbor Fuller Hospital. Yes, Attleboro does have 2 hospitals, folks. They deal in all different specialties, addictions, and all those things that people go through on a day-to-day basis. And, of course, I want to thank Mayor Kevin Dumas for his output as well. That's going to wrap it up for yours truly here. Paul Healy is coming your way next. Enjoy your rest of your day and weekend. We'll be back with you on Monday morning.